Dear friends, today I want to share with you on the 5th Sunday of Lent, liturgical year A. 5th Sunday of Lent, liturgical year A. That is this coming Sunday. And the readings today tell us that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And more importantly, the readings tell us that Jesus will raise us from the dead and give us the new life of Easter in the sacrament of baptism. The gospel today tells us that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, even though Lazarus was already dead for 4 days. So the gospel tells us that when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus already dead for 4 days, Martha said to Jesus, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will grant you." But Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise from the dead." And Martha answered Jesus, "I know my brother will rise from the dead on the day of the resurrection or on the last day." But Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this, Martha? Do you believe this? And Martha answered, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into the world." Because of the faith of Martha, Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus to raise him from the dead. And then Jesus was at the tomb. He asked that the stone covering the tomb of Lazarus be removed. Then Jesus cried in a loud voice to Lazarus, "Lazarus, here come out! Lazarus, here come out!" And Lazarus came out from the tomb. His body was bound, so Jesus asked that he be unbound. And many of the Jews saw it and they believed in Jesus. There are three important things to note here. Number one, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, even though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in him will never die. Number two, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Martha believed. Martha believed. Martha said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was to come into the world." And because of the faith of Martha, Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, her brother, to raise him from the dead. So Jesus cried out to Lazarus, "Lazarus, here, come out!" And Lazarus came out. And many of the Jews saw what had happened. They believed in Jesus. They believed in Jesus. Now, very important. The raising of Lazarus is only a resuscitation. In other words, Lazarus has to die again. But when Jesus raises from the dead, we will never die again. And in order to do that, Jesus himself must die, rise from the dead, and give the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit that raises from the dead, give us new life, never to die anymore. And that is what the first reading tells us. The first reading from the prophet Ezekiel tells us that the Lord God will open our graves, raise us from the dead, and give us the Spirit. And put His Spirit in us so that we will live. The first reading, of course, originally the historical background, the first reading is the prediction of the restoration of Israel from exile from Babylon. But more importantly, the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel prophesied that the Holy Spirit will raise us from the dead, open our graves, raise us from the dead, and we will live. We will live. The second reading follows the theme of the first reading. The second reading also tells us that the Holy Spirit will raise us from the dead. The second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, was addressed to the baptized, but today it's addressed to the baptized and also to those catechumens who are going to be baptized. The second reading tells us that if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then He who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit living in you. Again, the second reading tells us that if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then He who raised Jesus from the dead, will give life to your dead bodies through the Spirit living in you. Again, the Holy Spirit will raise us from the dead and give us the new life of Easter. The responsorial psalm, is a penitential psalm. It is a prayer asking God for His mercy and forgiveness, and an expression of trust in God's mercy and forgiveness. The responsorial psalm has got four stanzas. The first and second stanza is a prayer asking for God's mercy and forgiveness. The third and the fourth stanza is an expression of our trust in God's mercy and forgiveness. And that is why the response, which is taken from the fourth stanza, "With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption." With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Again, during this time of Lent, the church asks us to do penance, to pray, to fast, and to give alms to the poor, not as a punishment for our sins, but to strengthen our faith, make our faith strong, so that we will have faith like the faith of Martha, so that like Martha, on Easter Vigil night, we can profess our faith in Almighty God by answering the six questions of faith. Three, rejecting Satan, who asks us not to believe in God. And the second three, professing our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then we will be baptized, and the Holy Spirit will come upon us, forgive us our sins, raise us to life, and give us the new life of Easter. And the whole church will sing, "Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia." Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And for all of us who have been baptized for many, many years, on Easter Vigil night, we too have to renew our faith, renew our baptismal faith by answering the six questions of faith. Three, rejecting Satan, who asks us not to believe in God. And three, professing our faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then we will be sprinkled with the waters of baptism, the waters of the Holy Spirit. Then we will also die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday. And the Sunday after that, Easter Sunday. So Easter is very, very near. So with this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed Lent. Amen, and God bless you.